look, have you ever thought, I want to look for love while saving the environment at the same time? If you're that kind of romantic dreamer with a social conscience, then you're in luck because seed dating is now a thing. It's like speed dating, except you actually plant a tree with potential matches instead of making 5 minutes of awkward small talk. The event is called Landcare for Singles, and it's being run by the National Landcare Program in Canberra. Rebecca Palmer-Brody is the ACT Regional Landcare Facilitator. Rebecca, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, planting trees and dating are not, and maybe it's just me, two activities I would have put together. How did this event get dreamed up?
It actually started over in Victoria.
Oh.
So it's spread across Australia like, I don't know, a weed, I guess. and they've already got a landcare marriage with a landcare baby over there. So we're still crossing our fingers here, but we have had a few long-term couples come out of it.
That is absolutely amazing. So what actually happens at one of these events? What do people do?
Well, it's like your traditional speed dating format, except you're at a paddock. And in the case of our last one, a lot of horses were around as well. And we bring about 1,000 trees. We spread them out across the paddocks. We split people into groups by age. And they just rotate around in pairs. They plant a tree with a partner, and then our volunteers blow the whistle, and half the group moves on. So they just rotate through, then we have an after party, which is always the best bit.
The after party in the field, or do we carefully walk
away
from the tree? In the field.
We got a band out in the field. We got the Mount Majura Mountain Scouts to come out and save money for their big trip to Queensland, and they did us a barbecue. It was great fun.
So people are obviously loving this.
They are. I think it's our sixth year in a row, because we started out and it was absolutely foggy because it's always towards winter, that's when it's good planting season, and people still came, and they just kept asking for more and more, so we just kept delivering.
Now, what sort of trees are we planting, and what areas are you doing this in?
These are on farms and on nature reserves
Okay. Around
Canberra, right in the periphery region, and it's all part of box gum woodland, which is a threatened species across Australia, actually, across the southern region. It's a type of habitat that has been really degraded because it's really flat, and so it's perfect for building houses or farming, and there's not much of it left. So we were restoring that.
So you're making a real impact in the local environment as well while you're doing these events.
A huge impact. It's part of Greening Australia's broader program to plant nearly 300 hectares just in the ACT region, and Greening Australia works across Australia.
So do you know if we've got any plans for this to creep over to New South Wales anytime soon?
It seems to be spreading. It's all part of Landcare Australia, so it's up to the local region. So if you're interested in it, bug your local Landcare group and see what they can bring together.
You know what? We're going to track down their details and make sure that people can easily email them off the 2SER.com website, because I like this idea way too much to let this run away. Now, you mentioned you had a couple of long-term partners already. You're actually seeing people get together on these events.
Yeah, and I think it's because it's just that bit different. Like, there's not many opportunities these days for people to actually do something real. You can either go to a bar or you can do online dating, and that just doesn't suit a lot of people. And you can actually go out, touch something with your hands and enjoy the sunshine and be with someone who has a similar sort of attitude, is just a real person.
That's actually really quite lovely. And you mentioned you split people up into kind of age categories. Is it a big spread?
It is, actually. We cut it off at 20 on the lowest end, and then it goes up to about 65.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Well, Rebecca, it sounds absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for talking about seed dating. As I said, we're going to make sure that we can contact Landcare New South Wales and get people involved out this way. Good luck with the next event.
Thanks very much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Rebecca Palmer-Brody there. She's the ACT Regional Landcare Facilitator, talking about the concept of seed dating. Hopefully we will see this out New South Wales way. I can't believe there's already been seed babies and seed marriages over in Victoria.